This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Wake up, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. It is April 30th. 2025, and I am Big Papa Squid. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
She is the leader, the founder of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack, and we are the Morning Shift. And, guys.
Can she go with your old intro, the sports radio guru?
I don't know if she's up for having guru behind her name. It just kind of sounds like she has, like, a weird man bun, and she's not a man, and she doesn't have a hair bun.
This is true.
I see what you're saying.
When I hear guru, I think of, like, if you guys ever seen Grandma's Boy?
Yeah.
You know when they go, when David Spade is, like, the vegan waiter, and he's like, yes. My name is Shiloh.
Yeah. Like, that's a good point.
That's what I think of a guru.
I can actually vibe with you on that. I think you're right.
Or maybe the boss, Mr. Cheezel, like Kevin Nealon's character.
Yes.
Good call. He's like, where do you get your weed from, Mr. Cheezel? I get it from you. Anyways, I love that movie. Guys, I had what was an emergency of one last night. It wasn't even an emergency to Amy. This is how I know that it was just something with me. Like, it was something that I was like,
you had,
I got
a panic moment.
No, not a panic. I was adding. We have this thing called a baby Breeza, and it's basically a Keurig for baby formula.
Yeah.
So you put
very familiar with this thing.
You put the formula in. Mike, you help me explain if I'm messing this up, but Allie, you put the formula in the top, and then you put some. I guess, like, distilled water or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
And you press how many ounces you want, and you get baby formula.
Bow.
Get a bottle.
Yeah.
Don't need to
warm up the water in the sink at 2 a.m. No need to measure out anything. You know, no need to put the frozen stuff in the, in the cup of hot water. You just, pow, hit the button.
Yeah.
You're done.
It's pretty amazing. Literally, it's a Keurig for baby bottles.
Yep.
And I'm putting the lid back on because I was adding formula, the powder formula, and it snaps. Like, it not snaps, but like it pop. You hear a pop, and there's this little plastic piece on the lid that it slides in to the machine and lets it know that it's locked and loaded, and that's the only way it'll make bottles if that's locked in. That little thing is pushed down from the lid, and I'm like, I'm not gonna make a bottle at 3 a.m. this morning. Like, I wake up, I'm gonna be in a rush. I'm gonna be, I'm not a good person when I wake up. Oh man, what's going on? So I'm like trying to order on Amazon. I'm like, oh, it'll be here by in the morning, but Amazon's not working. I signed on. I couldn't find that particular piece on Amazon. So I go to the website. It's $20, and I go, why are the reviews like a one on this part?
Uh-oh.
And it's like, this is our third one. This breaks easy. It broke after our third use. All these people going through it. And then this one guy goes, yeah, it's like my third one, and it took a month to get here. I got pissed off, so I rigged it with toothpicks.
There you go. Maybe a little duct tape thrown in there. Now we're talking.
I go, wait, what? Toothpicks? Huh? And the guy goes as far as posting multiple pictures of what it looked like. So I'm tearing my kitchen apart. I mean, just going through it, trying to, like, I knew that we had a toothpick thing, like the toothpick holder somewhere in our kitchen, but I didn't know where. And the baby's, pork chop sleeping. She just went to sleep. I'm just tearing it open looking for it. So I found toothpicks. The first go around with a toothpick didn't work. But the second try, I nailed it. So now there's a toothpick sticking out of the baby Breeza to make it work.
There you go.
You're Bo MacGyver.
I was in full panic mode, though.
Yeah. The baby is already, letting you rig stuff. Listen, there's another level you hit as a dad in terms of rigging things. Now Dylan's front bumper, he's not a dad yet, but he's been rigging that. I had to call him out on that this morning. But nonetheless, man, bravo to that. You can throw a toothpick in a situation that involves some kind of Keurig, then I think you're doing something.
Yeah, I felt really good afterwards. I was like, I fixed it! Like, screamed. I was so happy. And he's like, that's great. I've ordered another one, though, by the way.
Yeah, ding.
And
ding,
I was like, okay. Well, that's fine. When it gets here, when the toothpick breaks, then we'll go to the new lid.
Yeah, there you go. That works for everybody.
I mean, I was proud. It was a big moment for me.
You should be proud. That it's always great when you can hack something like that.
Oh, dude, I agree. I agree. There's nothing better than that. I never had to do that with mine, but we definitely went through multiple lids with my kids. And look, I almost hacked something yesterday. I unfortunately, I have to admit that I have a battery-powered lawnmower. I was cutting my front yard, and I got to about 90% done, and the battery died. And
oh,
I was like,
no.
Dude. So I was like sitting there. I was like, I swear I was looking at like different like options, like with gum wrappers, and like, how can I rig like a Ryobi battery to stick in this ego thing? I don't know. Like, I definitely looked at a couple YouTube videos. I was like, I'm not letting this little sliver of grass go uncut, but I just did it when it was dark outside. No big deal.
You could have used a weed eater.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little too much for that. But yeah, I'm not trying to hack up my yard like that. Come on, man. Yeah,
nah,
Brett,
man.
From Level Lawns would be so upset with me.
And real quick, we're going to get to could there be competition with some of the Falcons' young players and the veterans that maybe we think hold their spots? But, dude, when I did landscaping and I was a full-time landscaper, you figured out how to learn to use the weed eater to blend grass, like when the mower, you're in Bermuda and it would kind of scalp a little bit. You would figure out how to blend it, and it became like kind of second nature. It's one of those deals where you gotta have steady hands. You gotta have steady hands, Michael.
I do not. There's no doubt about that.
Look, get into this real quick because we got some Brave stuff coming up the next segment, and then at 6:40, I was gonna run through some of the front page stories with us. But Dylan was like, "Hey, I wonder if some of these guys that came in this draft class and undrafted free agents could run with." And maybe challenge some guys that we think have starting positions. And he starts with Xavier Watts and Jordan Fuller. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, there's no doubt in my mind that I actually have now penciled in Xavier Watts at that spot, personally.
Interesting.
Because I think that there is nothing about what I saw from Jordan Fuller last year that tells me that Xavier Watts can't come in and start right away at safety.
Yeah, dude, I understand what you're saying, and I think I'm a little bit jaded because I've obviously seen these things happen. I don't know, and you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know where DeMarco Helms is at in his rehab from everything that went on with him last year, but I think he'll be part of that conversation. But look, this is an opportunity for Xavier. I think everybody looks at Xavier Watts and says he can be that guy. I don't know. That's a big step, though, man. Starting day one over a couple guys that have been in the NFL for a few years. And I know that Jordan Fuller's got his questions, but there were a lot of injuries in Carolina. So I don't know if I'm ready to hand the keys over to Xavier Watts at that position just yet. But it's definitely one that I think everybody will be keeping their eye on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's interesting. DeMarco Helms, to me, is the guy that's the wild card. Because I don't really – none of us 100% kind of know where he was standing when he got hurt.
Yeah.
It was way too early for all of us. So that one's interesting. This one, I think, is an absolute you're crazy for even asking it, which is Kadarryl Hodge and Nate Nash. And, excuse me, Nick Nash. No, not even close. Nick Nash will be lucky to make the roster, guys. There is no way to me he comes in here and up and takes over for a guy who literally had a game-winning moment. Who's got more speed, more experience, and you saw that when Michael Penix played and Mooney was out, they had some chemistry late in the season. He's also a Pro Bowl special teams player. And to me, Kadarryl Hodge is cemented in that third wide receiver spot.
Well, and I'm curious, how many rookies last year actually made it onto the roster?
Ooh.
Well, you had a couple of draft picks late,
yeah, Allie,
that didn't even make it.
Yeah.
You had a couple of guys late. You know, we obviously know Michael Penix made it.
Yeah.
We obviously know Rook made it. Dorlas made it. Braylon Trice somewhat made it, but went to the,
he was on,
you know,
yeah, he was on
the IR.
Loeb did not.
Nope.
I'm trying to go back through my head, and I want to say that maybe J.D. Bertrand was the earliest starter of all of them.
Yeah, probably like,
because he had to be at a certain point.
Yeah, and Bertrand definitely was on there. But that's about it. It was really
Jason McClellan. Would you count him or no? I know he's practice squad mostly.
No, yeah, and he was up and down with the P squad. I'm not counting Jason McClellan making the run. Yeah, so yeah, I mean. It's there is a little bit of a history situation where you look at it and you can start thinking all you want to about the guys coming in. It's like, I don't remember.
Well, it's – and Mike, talk about it real quick. You're at such a disadvantage, Allie, because you come in and you're a late draft pick or you're an undrafted free agent. They owe you nothing.
Yeah.
And you've got to beat out sometimes years of successful film and guys that have been in this league and made it in this league, which is really hard to do.
Well, and it'll be difficult even for Jalen Walker, which they will do everything they can to make sure that Jalen Walker or James Pierce are on the field for the first third down. But you look at it, I mean, that's you've seen what 3 years out of Arnold Ebiketie already. You've seen they signed Leonard Floyd. I mean, like that's not going to be handed to either one of them either. Although they will be given every opportunity. But to your point, I mean, like it's never that easy to step into that role and look at these guys and say. He'll just step right in there. Unless you're like a Jalen Walker where you're a top 20 pick, a lot of times there is a and I think Allie brought it up yesterday. It's like drinking water through a fire hose, dude. You're learning so many things the first time you step in that locker room. You're learning – I mean, it ain't just about, like, let me learn the playbook or the coverages or whatever or the run game. It's about straight up, like, where am I going to live? You know, like, what does this city look like?
Right.
Where can I go eat lunch? Who's my new trainer? What's my relationship like with my teammates? Where's my locker going to be in the preseason? That will be across the parking lot for the Atlanta Falcons rookies. So,
well, am I wrong with some of that, Mike, where you're going to live stuff? That's what an agent comes into play.
No.
And real help.
You are wrong.
I'm wrong. So agents don't even say, hey, I know there's a real estate agent we've used before in the
possibly,
past.
Possibly, yes, if that's what you want. A lot of times, though, it is a guy like, I can't remember what his title was, but Kevin Winston. Director of personnel or player development.
Player development, yeah, I think is what
so
they
you'd
call
have
it.
A guy like that with the Atlanta Falcons that goes, hey, if you need help, let me know. And they, hey, I can get you, if you're a P squad guy, I'll get you a 20% discount or something off of, anyways, man. A lot more to come on the Atlanta Falcons today. The UDFAs, the position battles, we'll break all that down coming up at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. Once again,